Have you ever wondered why diabetes has become such a common health issue today? Why is it that some people can manage it with lifestyle changes while others need medication? What are the real risks associated with diabetes, and how can you prevent or manage this condition effectively? Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we break down the most important health topics to help you lead a healthier life. I'm Yaz, and today we're diving into the world of diabetes, a chronic condition that affects millions of people worldwide. Whether you've been diagnosed with diabetes, have a loved one who has, or simply want to learn more about it, this episode will cover everything you need to know. We'll explore what diabetes is, debunk some common myths, discuss its symptoms, and look at the best strategies for managing and preventing this condition. Let's start with a story about my friend Mike. Mike was always the life of the party, enjoying rich foods and sugary drinks without a care in the world. He never thought much about his health because he felt fine. But over time, he started feeling more tired than usual, noticed he was gaining weight, and had frequent urges to drink water and use the bathroom. A routine checkup revealed that his blood sugar levels were significantly higher than normal. Mike had type 2 diabetes. His story is all too common, and it highlights the silent and often overlooked onset of this condition. What is diabetes? Understanding the condition. Diabetes is a chronic condition that occurs when your body either can't produce enough insulin or can't use the insulin it produces effectively. Insulin is a hormone that helps your cells absorb glucose or sugar from your blood to use for energy. When this process doesn't work properly, glucose builds up in your blood, leading to high blood sugar levels. There are three main types of diabetes. Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune condition where the body's immune system attacks and destroys the insulin-producing cells in the pancreas. This type usually develops in childhood or adolescence, and people with type 1 diabetes need to take insulin every day to manage their blood sugar levels. Type 2 diabetes is the most common form and is largely influenced by lifestyle factors. In type 2 diabetes, the body becomes resistant to insulin or doesn't produce enough insulin to keep blood sugar levels in check. This type typically develops in adults, but more young people are being diagnosed due to rising obesity rates. Gestational diabetes occurs during pregnancy and usually goes away after the baby is born. However, women who have had gestational diabetes are at higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes later in life. Mike's diagnosis of type 2 diabetes was a wake-up call for him. He had always thought that diabetes was something that happened to other people, older people, or those with a family history of the disease. But the reality is that lifestyle choices play a significant role in the development of type 2 diabetes, and anyone can be at risk. Myths about diabetes separating fact from fiction. Diabetes is a condition surrounded by myths and misconceptions, which can lead to confusion and even dangerous practices. One common myth is that eating too much sugar causes diabetes. While consuming excessive amounts of sugar can contribute to weight gain, which is a risk factor for type 2 diabetes, sugar itself does not directly cause diabetes. The development of diabetes is more complex and involves factors like genetics, lifestyle, and insulin resistance. Another myth is that people with diabetes can't eat carbs. Carbohydrates are an essential part of a balanced diet, and people with diabetes can eat them in moderation. The key is to choose complex carbs like whole grains, fruits, and vegetables, which have a lower glycemic index and cause a slower, more stable rise in blood sugar levels. There's also the misconception that if you're overweight, you'll definitely develop type 2 diabetes. While being overweight is a significant risk factor for type 2 diabetes, not everyone who is overweight will develop the condition. Likewise, thin people can also develop type 2 diabetes, especially if they have other risk factors like a family history of diabetes or a sedentary lifestyle. Another myth is that only older people get type 2 diabetes. Although type 2 diabetes is more common in older adults, the increasing prevalence of obesity and poor diet means that more young people, even children, are being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Finally, some believe that insulin treatment means you failed to manage your diabetes. For many people with type 2 diabetes, insulin is a necessary and effective treatment option when lifestyle changes and oral medications are not enough to control blood sugar levels. Using insulin is not a sign of failure. It's a tool to help manage the condition effectively. Recognizing the symptoms of diabetes. Recognizing the symptoms of diabetes early on can make a big difference in managing the condition and preventing complications. The symptoms of diabetes can develop gradually and may be mild at first, which is why they're often overlooked. Common symptoms include frequent urination, which happens because high blood sugar levels force your kidneys to work harder to filter and absorb the excess glucose. When your kidneys can't keep up, the excess glucose is excreted in your urine, pulling fluids from your tissues and causing you to feel dehydrated and needing to urinate frequently. Excessive thirst follows this dehydration, leading to increased thirst. Increased hunger can occur because your body isn't using glucose effectively for energy, signaling that you need more food. Fatigue is also common, as high blood sugar levels can cause you to feel tired and weak. Blurred vision can result from high blood sugar, causing the lenses in your eyes to swell. Slow-healing sores or frequent infections may be seen because high blood sugar levels impair your body's ability to heal and fight infections. Unexplained weight loss is particularly common in type 1 diabetes, where the body may start breaking down muscle and fat for energy when it can't get enough glucose. Mike noticed many of these symptoms before his diagnosis, but he didn't realize they were related to diabetes. It wasn't until he went for a checkup that he learned about his condition. Early detection and management are crucial to preventing serious complications. Managing diabetes, lifestyle changes, medications, and monitoring. Managing diabetes effectively requires a combination of lifestyle changes, medications, and regular monitoring. The goal is to keep your blood sugar levels within a target range to prevent complications. One of the most effective ways to manage type 2 diabetes is through lifestyle changes. A balanced diet that focuses on whole foods, such as vegetables, fruits, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats, can help control blood sugar levels. Regular physical activity is also essential. Exercise helps your body use insulin more efficiently and lowers blood sugar levels. Even moderate activities like walking, swimming, or cycling can make a big difference. Mike made significant changes to his diet after his diagnosis. He cut back on sugary drinks and processed foods, incorporated more vegetables and whole grains, and started exercising regularly. These changes helped him lose weight, improve his energy levels, and bring his blood sugar levels under better control. For many people with diabetes, lifestyle changes alone may not be enough to manage their blood sugar levels. There are several types of medications available that can help, depending on the type of diabetes and the individual's needs. For type 1 diabetes, insulin is necessary because the body cannot produce it. Insulin can be administered through injections or an insulin pump. For type 2 diabetes, there are various oral medications that can help lower blood sugar levels. These medications may work by increasing insulin production, improving insulin sensitivity, or slowing down the absorption of carbohydrates. Some people with type 2 diabetes may also require insulin therapy if other medications are not effective. It's important to work closely with your healthcare provider to find the right medication and dosage for you. Mike's doctor prescribed a medication that helps his body use insulin more effectively, along with instructions on how to monitor his blood sugar levels at home. Regular monitoring of blood sugar levels is a key part of managing diabetes. This can be done using a glucose meter, which measures the amount of glucose in a small drop of blood. Continuous glucose monitors, CGMs, are also available, which provide real-time readings of blood sugar levels throughout the day and night. Keeping track of your blood sugar levels helps you understand how your body responds to different foods, activities, and medications, and allows you to make adjustments as needed. Mike started monitoring his blood sugar levels daily after his diagnosis. He found that keeping a log of his readings, along with notes about his diet and exercise, helped him identify patterns and make better decisions about his diabetes management. The risks and complications of diabetes. Diabetes is a serious condition that can lead to a number of complications if not managed properly. These complications can affect various parts of the body and can be life-threatening if left untreated. People with diabetes are at higher risk of developing heart disease and stroke due to the effects of high blood sugar on blood vessels. High blood sugar levels can damage the blood vessels and nerves that control the heart, leading to an increased risk of heart attacks and strokes. Diabetes can also damage the kidney's delicate filtering system, leading to kidney disease or even kidney failure. The nerves, particularly in the feet, can also be affected, leading to neuropathy, which can cause pain, tingling, or loss of feeling. This is why foot care is so important for people with diabetes. Injuries or infections in the feet can go unnoticed and become severe if not treated promptly. Diabetic retinopathy is another complication where the blood vessels in the eyes are damaged, leading to vision problems or even blindness. Mike became more aware of these risks after his diagnosis and worked with his healthcare team to take steps to manage his condition effectively. Preventing diabetes, steps you can take. Preventing type 2 diabetes is possible, especially if you're aware of your risk factors and take proactive steps to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Maintaining a healthy weight is one of the most important factors in preventing diabetes. Even a small amount of weight loss, 5 to 10% of your body weight, can significantly reduce your risk. Regular physical activity is also crucial. Aim for at least 150 minutes of moderate aerobic activity each week, such as brisk walking, or 75 minutes of vigorous activity, such as running. Strength training exercises, like lifting weights or using resistance bands, are also beneficial for maintaining muscle mass and improving insulin sensitivity. A diet rich in whole foods, including fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins, can help you manage your weight and blood sugar levels. Limiting processed foods, sugary drinks, and high-fat foods is also important. Monitoring your blood sugar levels, especially if you're at risk for diabetes, can help you catch any changes early and take action before the condition develops. If you have a family history of diabetes or other risk factors, such as high blood pressure or high cholesterol, regular checkups with your doctor can help you stay on top of your health. Mike's story is a reminder that it's never too late to make changes. After his diagnosis, he took control of his health by making lifestyle changes and working closely with his healthcare team. As a result, he's been able to manage his diabetes effectively and prevent complications. Conclusion: taking control of your diabetes. Managing diabetes requires a proactive approach and a combination of lifestyle changes, medications, and regular monitoring. By understanding the condition, debunking myths, recognizing the symptoms, and taking steps to manage it effectively, you can lead a healthy and fulfilling life with diabetes. Mike's journey shows that with the right knowledge and support, you can take control of your diabetes and prevent complications. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into understanding and managing diabetes. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, managing diabetes is not just about controlling your blood sugar. It's about taking control of your overall health and well-being. Until next time, take care.